Read chapter 6 from Luke before you listen.
قبل از اینکه موعظه رو گوش بدید.
And today we're going to talk about the Sabbath.
امروز در مورد سبت صحبت می‌کنیم.
Yeah, as a reminder of last week.
به عنوان یادآوری.
Yeah, we saw that the Pharisees and the scribes they were following Jesus.
فریسیان و کاتبان دنبال عیسی مسیح می‌رفتند.
They were not following him because they were interested in what Jesus really had to say.
دنبال عیسی نمی‌رفتند چون می‌خواستن ببینن عیسی مسیح چی می‌خواد بهشون بگه.
They were following him to just make accusations against him.
دنبال عیسی می‌گشتن که بهونه پیدا کنن.
Yeah, to see if he did something wrong or said something.
ببینن یه اشتباه بکنه و بندازن گردنش.
Now today we see the exact same thing again.
امروز هم دوباره همین
And we'll look at two stories.
دو تا داستان رو نگاه می‌کنیم.
And both of them are in regards to the Sabbath day.
و هر دو تاش در مورد داستان سبته.
Now, before we go into Luke 6,
قبل از اینکه لوقا فصل 6 رو بخونیم,
I want to explain some things in regards to the Sabbath.
می‌خوام در مورد سبت یه توضیح بدم.
Yeah, because it helps us to have a better idea about what is happening.
کمک می‌کنه که داستان رو بیشتر درک کنیم که چه
اتفاقی می‌افته. Now, the Sabbath of course points to the seventh day.
سبت
روز هفتم
هفته.
And it goes all the way back to creation.
برمیگرده از زمانی که خدا زمین رو آفرید.
Genesis.
خلق کرد. پیدایش فصل 2 رو بخونید.
Of Genesis. Yeah, God created the earth in 6 days and he rested the seventh day. Genesis 2, read verses 1 till 3.
یک تا سه.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. Because that in it had, he had rested from all his work which God created and made.
بدین سان آسمان ها و زمین و همه لشکر آنها تمام شد. و خدا در روز هفتم کار خیش را به پایان رسانید. پس او در هفتمین روز از همه کار خیش بیاسود و خدا روز هفتم را مبارک خواند و آن را مقدس شمرد چرا که در آن روز از همه کار خیش که خدا آفریده و ساخته بود بیاسود.
Yeah, so the seventh day is a day of rest.
روز هفتم روز استراحت.
Now go to the book of Exodus.
بریم کتاب خروج.
And it's directly related to the creation story.
بازم برمیگرده به داستان خلقت.
And in Exodus we find Exodus 20 we'll find the Ten Commandments. And I want to read the fourth commandment. That's verses 8 to 11. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work. Thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor the stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is. And rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
روز سبت را بیاد داشته باش، آن را مقدس شمار. 6 روز کار کن، همه کارهایت را انجام بده. اما روز هفتم شبات یهوه خدای توست. در آن هیچ کار مکن. نه تو، نه پسر یا دخترت، نه غلام یا کنیزت، نه چهارپایانت و نه غریبی که درون دروازه های تو. زیرا خداوند در 6 روز آسمان و زمین و دریا را با هر آنچه در آنهاست بساخت، اما روز هفتم فراغت یافت. از همین رو خداوند روز شبات را برکت داده، آن را تقدیس فرمود.
Yeah, so the Sabbath is the seventh day. And here we see that the Sabbath is instituted as an ordinance from God.
And
that God's people had to take this day of rest. They were not to do any work. And again we see that this directly relates to the creation story.
Yeah,
why are we to keep this day of rest, does the Bible say?
But
of course this is spoken to the Israelites.
Because
God had set this day apart
when he created the earth in 6 days
and rested on the seventh day.
Yeah,
so now it was a law.
Yeah,
one of the ordinances that they had to keep.
The
time they could not work but had to rest.
Yeah,
so under the law of Moses, under the old covenant, they had to keep the Sabbath. Now, what was the point of this keeping of the Sabbath? Why was this day ordered to be a day of rest?
What
was the point of
چرا
saying for pointing this day out
اعلام شد که این روز باید
could they not decide for themselves when they wanted to rest
خودشون تصمیم بگیرن که کی استراحت کنن.
Now go to the book of Hebrews
because we'll find an answer there. و جوابش رو پیدا خواهید کرد.
Yeah, and of course, the book of Hebrews was specifically written initially to the Hebrew people, the Jews.
ابرانیان برای یهودیان نوشته شد که براشون توضیح بده.
It was to help them to transition from the old covenant to the new covenant.
عهد عتیق چجوری به عهد جدید بیان.
To help them to understand
بهشون کمک کنه.
How their old covenant related to the new covenant.
عهد عتیقشون با عهد جدیدشون چه ربطی داره.
Yeah, which came in effect
Yeah,
when Jesus died on the cross.
Yeah?
Let's first read that. Go to Hebrews 9, and then we go to Hebrews 4, but let's read first Hebrews 9, and read 15 till
17.
Yeah? And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, this is Jesus, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, that's the Old Testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is of force after men are dead, otherwise it is of no strength at all while a testator liveth.
Until
18?
17. و به همین دلیل او واسطه عهد تازه ایستاد چون مرگ برای کفاره تقصیرات عهد اول واقع شد خواندشنگان وعده میراث ابدی را یابند زیرا در هر جایی که وصیتی است لازم است مرگ وصیت کننده زیرا که وصیت بعد از مرگ اجرا می شود زیرا مادامی که وصیت کننده زنده است اعتباری ندارد.
Yeah, so when Jesus died on the cross, the New Testament became in effect. Yeah, and Hebrews explains what the transition is. What was the point of the Sabbath? Now, go a little back and go to Hebrews 4. Yeah, and what you need to understand, the laws that the Hebrews or the Israelites were given were not only moral laws.
اون قانونی که داده شده بود برای اسرائیلی‌ها فقط قانون خوب و بد وجدانی نبوده.
Yeah, they were not only criminal laws.
فقط قانون محکومی هم نبوده.
They had this whole list of ordinances or ceremonial laws.
یه سری برنامه‌ها و جشن‌ها و اینا داشتن که همه‌شون جزء قانون‌های جشنیشون بود.
Yeah, that in itself had nothing to do with a moral thing.
که خودش right or wrong. غلط و خوب و بدش معلوم نبوده.
But these were things that were foreshadowing things that had to come.
که اونها سایه چیزهایی که قرار بوده بیان بوده.
Yeah, the sacrifices in itself were not good or bad.
قربانی‌های خودشون تنهایی
But they were a picture
نبوده.
Of the coming Messiah.
بوده از مسیح آمدن جدید.
And also the Sabbath was part of these ceremonial laws.
سبت یه قسمتی از این جشن‌های قانون‌های جشن‌ها بوده.
And it was a picture.
یه تصویری بوده.
Foreshadowing.
یه تصویری از سایه اتفاق‌های آینده.
Read Hebrews 4 verse 1 for now.
عبرانیان 4:1 رو بخونید.
Yeah. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest any of you should seem to come short of it.
پس بترسیم مبادا با آنکه وعده ورود به استراحت وی باقی می باشد آشکار شود که کسی از شما قاصر شده باشد.
Yeah, so it's talking about a promise that's left to them of entering into his rest.
وعده ورود به استراحت وی.
Yeah, what was the Sabbath again about?
شبت در مورد چی بوده؟
A day of rest.
روز استراحت.
Yeah, remember that. The Bible says that God doesn't want us to come short of the rest that God has for us.
از اون استراحتی که براش داریم کوتاه بیاد.
Now, was it just a physical rest? Was that what this about?
جسمانی فقط بوده.
Or was it pointing to something else?
یا چیز دیگه ای رو
بهمون نشون میده. Now, read the next verse, verse 2.
بعدی رو بخون, 2.
For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it.
زیرا که به ما نیز به مثال ایشان بشارت داده شد اما کلامی که شنیدی به ایشان نفع نبخشید از این رو که شنوندگان آن را با ایمان نیامیختند.
Yeah, so we just talked about verse 1 entering into rest.
وارد اون استراحت.
And this is the same context.
و این همون گروهیه.
As we're now talking about the gospel being preached.
انجیلی صحبت می‌کنیم که موعظه می‌شه.
Yeah, the gospel is preached to them. The word is being preached to them.
میشه. کلام برای اونها موعظه میشه.
Yeah, just as it's being preached to us, yeah, the one who's writing it is saying that.
شما نوشته شده.
But it did not profit them.
اما سودی برای اونها نداشت.
Because it was not mixed with faith.
چون با ایمان یکی نشده.
Yeah, they did not believe.
ایمان نداشتن.
Yeah, read verse 3.
آیه 3.
For we which have believed do enter into rest as he said. As I have sworn in my wrath, If they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world.
زیرا ما که ایمان آوردیم وارد آن استراحت می‌گردیم چنانکه گفته است در خشم خود قسم خوردم که به استراحت من داخل نخواهند شد و حالانکه اعمال او از آفرینش عالم به اتمام رسیده بود.
Yeah, so the gospel being preached is equated with entering into rest.
علاوه وارد شدن به
when it is mixed with faith.
زمانی که با ایمان یکی است.
Yeah? Not believing the gospel
ایمان نداشتن
equals
به انجیل
not entering into his rest.
باعث میشه که وارد استراحتش نشیم.
Yeah? So now read verse 4.
آیه 4 رو بخونیم.
And see what it's connected to. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works.
و در جایی درباره روز هفتم گفت که در روز هفتم خدا از همه اعمال خود آرامش گرفت.
Yeah, so here we have the preaching of the gospel.
اینجا انجیل عیسی مسیح
داریم. The response to that with faith.
جواب اون به ایمان.
And that is associated with entering into his rest.
و بستگی داشته به ورود استراحتش.
And that is directly connected to the seventh day.
و بلافاصله اون با بستگی به روز هفتمه.
Yeah, where God rested from all his works.
که خداوند از همه چیزهاش استراحت کرد.
Now read verse 5 and 6.
و 6.
And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief.
و باز در این جای که به استراحت من وارد نخواهند شد. پس چون باقی است که بعضی وارد آن بشوند و آنانی که پیش بشارت یافتند به سبب نافرمانی وارد نشدند.
Yeah, so he's saying certain people have not entered into that rest yet. Skip to verse 10. Yeah, for he that has entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works as God did from his.
Zira har ke varad istirahat u shud, o niz az a'mal khod istirahat yaft, chunan ke khoda az a'mal khish.
Now, what is the whole book of Hebrews pointing out here?
کتاب عبرانیان چه نکته‌ای رو داره اینجا به ما نشون میده؟
We as believers,
که ما به عنوان ایمانداران,
we have entered into His rest.
وارد استراحتش.
Yeah, by believing the gospel.
با ایمان آوردن به انجیل.
By believing on the Lord Jesus Christ.
با ایمان آوردن به عیسی مسیح.
We've entered His rest by faith.
ایمانش وارد شدیم با استراحتش وارد شدیم با ایمان.
And the Sabbath.
روز سبت
was a picture of that, was a foreshadowing of that.
تصویر و سایه اوست.
Yeah, that day of rest.
اون قسمت استراحت.
Yeah, the day of not being allowed to do any work.
اون قسمتی که اجازه کاری نداری.
Yeah, this was a picture of entering into the rest in regards to salvation.
تصویری است که وارد استراحت اون میشیم در
مورد نجات. Yeah, because salvation is described as entering into his rest.
چون نجات به نام برده شده که وارد شدن استراحت.
It's described as ceasing from your own works to go to heaven.
که از کار خود دست بکشی و بهشت بری.
Yeah, the Sabbath is a picture of salvation by faith.
تصویری سبت که نجات از طریق
ایمان
نه از خودمون.
Yeah, not it's a gift. Not a works, lest any should boast.
که هیچ کسی نتونه بهش بباله.
Now, many did not enter into his rest because they didn't believe the gospel.
هیچ کس خیلی ها وارد استراحت خداوند نشدن چون به انجیل عیسی مسیح ایمان نداشتن.
Because they did not stop working.
چون از کار کردن کار نیک دست نکشیدن.
Today, many people have not entered into his rest.
خیلی از مردم دنیای امروز هم وارد استراحتشون نشدن.
Because they believe in living a good life.
And that's what gets them to heaven. زندگی خوبی داشته باشن تا به بهشت برسن.
Or they believe they have to be baptized. And that will get them to heaven.
که به بهشت برن.
Or they believe they have to repent of sins. And that will get them to heaven.
توبه کنن از گناه و اون باعث بشه که اونا
trying to get there by their own works.
تلاش میکنن با کار خودشون به اونجا برسن.
They're working and working.
They're doing this ritual.
Yeah, just as God had done.
همونجوری که خداوند از کارش دست کشید.
We have to believe by faith.
باید ایمان بیاریم.
To enter in his rest.
با ایمان.
Yeah, by trusting.
بتونیم وارد اون استراحت بشیم. اعتماد کنیم.
By trusting in the finished work of Jesus Christ.
اعتماد کنیم به تکار تکمیل شده.
That's the point. That is the picture of the Sabbath.
تصویر سبت هست.
Yes, salvation is ceasing from your own works and entering into his rest.
نجات از دست کشیدن از کار خودمونه و وارد استراحت او شدنه.
I've explained this before, but
قبلا گفتم بهتون.
Jesus died on the Passover, yeah?
عیسی مسیح روز پسح مرد.
He's crucified.
صلیب کشیده شد روز پسح.
That was the 14th of the month.
14th ماه بوده.
And I know most churches will celebrate this on Fridays.
میدونم که اکثر کلیساها جمعه مقدس رو
جشن میگیرن.
اما این به این معنی با تاریخ کتاب مقدس جور در نمیاد.
Jesus most likely was crucified on Thursday.
عیسی مسیح احتمالاً پنجشنبه بوده.
Now the 14th of the month was a day that was a Sabbath.
روزی سبت
بوده. They were not allowed to do any work.
قرار نبوده کار کنن.
Yeah. Then there came the 15th.
بعد 15 هم
and the 15th, that was would be the Friday. It was the feast of unleavened bread.
که عید مایه خمیر بوده.
They were supposed to do not work. It was a Sabbath again.
قرار بوده اون روزم کار نکنن چون اون روزم سبت بوده.
No work allowed.
کاری اجازه نداشتن.
Then the 16th of the month will be the next official weekly Sabbath.
و اون روز سبت هفتگی
Again,
بوده.
A day that people had to rest and not work.
روزی که مردم باید استراحت می‌کردن و کار نمی‌کردن.
Of course we know that Jesus rose on the first day.
می‌دونیم که عیسی مسیح
which is Sunday.
روز اول از روز اول هفته از مردگان برخاست و اونو مطمئنیم که یک شنبه بوده.
Yeah, what's the picture here?
تصویر اینجامون چی بوده؟
Jesus died on the cross.
عیسی مسیح بر روی صلیب رفت.
What did he do?
چیکار کرد روی صلیب؟
He paid for our sins.
مجازات گناهان هممون رو پرداخت کرد.
In he was Jesus in the heart of the earth.
و سه روز در مرکز زمین بوده.
While we were doing what?
زمانی که ما چیکار می‌کردیم؟
Resting.
استراحت می‌کردیم.
3 days of rest.
سه روز سبت.
Yeah, and the point is that salvation is not of works.
و نشون داد بهمون با این سه تا روز تعطیلی پشت سر هم که در حقیقت خود عیسی تنها این کار رو انجام داد.
Yeah, and we can enter into his rest by believing by the work that he has done.
ملکوتش و وارد اون استراحتش بشیم از طریق کاری که عیسی مسیح انجام
داد. Now today you have all these groups that are pushing the Sabbath. Oh, you need to keep the Sabbath.
امروز گروهی داریم که تلاش میکنن سبت رو نگه دارن.
You have the Seventh-day Adventist.
روز هفتم.
They push it.
Adventist تلاش میکنن.
You have the Hebrew Roots movement
that pushes it. تلاش میکنن.
And they want to bring the Sabbath into Christianity again.
و سعی میکنن سبت رو هم به مسیحیت بیارن.
Like, oh, if you're a Christian, you need to keep the Sabbath.
مسیحیتی سبت هم باید نگه داری.
Now, are they right or are they wrong?
آیا درست میگن یا غلط میگن؟
Now, let me quickly show you that they're wrong.
نشون بدم بهتون
چرا غلطه.
And that
the Sabbath is repealed for us as Christians.
و مسیحیان ما دیگه روز سبتی نداریم.
We do not have to keep the Sabbath today.
احتیاجی نداره که سبت رو امروز نگه
داریم. We can look at the Sabbath in the Bible. We can learn things from it.
میتونیم به کتاب مقدس نگاه کنیم و سبت چیزهایی رو یاد بگیریم.
We can draw principles from it.
میتونیم نکته‌های بزرگی رو ازش یاد بگیریم.
There is no commandment for us.
اما هیچ فرمانی درونش نیست که ما باید سبت رو.
Now go to Colossians.
کلوسیان.
And start with reading from verse 14. Yeah. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. Colossians 2, verse 14 for now, and then I'm going to read some more afterwards.
زیرا که ای برادران شما تقلید کردید از کلیساهای خدا که در یهودیه در مسیح عیسی می باشند زیرا که شما از قوم خود همان زحمات را کشیدید که ایشان نیز از یهود دیدند.
Yeah, so it talks about ordinances here.
Yeah.
And if you would go over the Bible, you will find out that this always points to the ceremonial law.
و همیشه برمیگرده به شریعت سنتی
در حقیقت. They are blotted out.
میگه با خون پاکش
میکردن. They're nailed to the cross.
روی صلیب.
Read on, verse 15 to 17.
15 تا 17.
And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ.
که عیسی خداوند و انبیاء خود را کشتند و بر ما جفا کردند و ایشان ناپسند خدا هستند و مخالف همه مردم و ما را منع می‌کنند که به امت‌ها سخن بگویم تا نجات یابند و همیشه گناهان خود را لبریز می‌کنند اما غضب به کمال ایشان را فرو گرفته است اما ما ای برادران چون کوتاه زمانی در ظاهر نه در دل از شما جدا شدیم به اشتیاق بسیار زیادتر کوشیدیم تا روی شما را ببینیم
Yeah, there were things that were taken out of the way, nailed to the cross. Therefore, let no one judge you in regards to these things. What things? Meats, drinks, holy days, new moons,
and
Sabbath days.
Yeah,
the Sabbath is not a thing anymore in the New Testament. Yeah, this is one of the ordinances that was nailed to the cross, taken out of the way. It was repealed. Yeah, together, of course, with other ordinances that were just shadows. The Sabbath was a shadow and picture of salvation.
از نجات
of entering into his rest.
از زمانی که وارد استراحتش میشیم.
Ceasing from our own works, trusting in
خودمون
the work of Jesus Christ.
و اعتماد کنیم به کارهای عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, and of course, doesn't that make sense that this shadow is not what we should be celebrating?
آیا این به معنی نیست که
should be focusing on?
نباید به اون سایه توجه کنیم به
Jesus has come.
چون عیسی اومده و تصویر کامل اومده.
We don't have to focus on the shadow.
دیگه
we know
سایش
Jesus
مهم نیست. اصلشو داریم. چرا به سایش
نگاه
میکنیم؟ We
have the real event that has
خود
taken place.
واقعیت رو دیدیم و انجام شده.
Yeah, it was just pointing to what was to come.
نشونش بود که قرار اتفاقی که بیفته.
Romans 14.
رومیان فصل 14.
And read verses 4 till 6.
آیه 4 تا 6.
Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand. One man esteemeth one day above another. Another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. He that regardeth the day, regardeth unto the Lord. And he that regardeth not the day to the Lord, he doth not regard it. He that eateth to the Lord, he giveth God thanks. And he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not and giveth God thanks.
تو چیستی که بر بنده کسی دیگر حکم می‌کنی؟ او نزد آقای خود می‌ایستد یا فرو می‌افتد و استوار خواهد شد، زیرا خدا قادر است که او را ثابت نماید. یکی یک روز را از دیگری بهتر می‌داند و دیگری هر روز را برابر می‌شمارد. پس هر کس در ذهن خود متقاعد باشد، آنکه روز را عزیز می‌داند به خاطر خداوند عزیزش می‌دارد، و آنکه روز را عزیز نمی‌دارد هم برای خداوند نمی‌دارد، و هر که می‌خورد برای خداوند می‌خورد، زیرا خدا را شکر می‌گوید، و آنکه نمی‌خورد برای خداوند نمی‌خورد و خدا را شکر می‌گوید.
Yes, so one person chooses a day and wants
یه
to set it apart.
یه روزی رو مشخص می‌کنه
yeah,
و اون روز
رو regards a day to the Lord.
و اون یه روز رو به حضور خداوند می‌ده.
Hey, that's fine. But okay. Another man,
یه نفر دیگه میاد.
He says, no, all the days are the same for me.
بقیه روزا این همه برای من.
And the Bible says, hey, that's fine. It's your choice.
انتخاب خودته.
Yeah. So, is keeping the Sabbath biblical?
آیا نگه داشتن سبت قانونیه؟
It is not.
نه نیست.
Yeah. In fact, if you are trusting in the fact
حقیقت, یعنی اگر اعتماد
that you have to keep the Sabbath to be saved,
برای نجاتتون,
yeah, then you have not ceased of your own work. You're not saved.
Yeah, you're on your way to hell. تلاش نکردین، بلکه به جهنم میرین، به سمت جهنم هستید.